Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During this precious time, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of our association members. The following is a discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai with the theme, Purity of Heart Can Create Many Miracles, which took place on August 22, 2008, during the International Seminar.
Yes, a lot of time I want to work 30 minutes early, so I park my car. I obey everything. I'm very grateful. You love me very much. Every single thing, and you help me exactly. Master help me everything. It's great. So at that time, I have a DVD player in the car. So I talk from here to the master. I say, thank you, master, very, very much. You help me, and master, and you're so beautiful. And you help me a lot in my life. And I saw the matter, you stay in the screen around 1 minute, and then I and you talk together. At that time, I feel the same as a baby. And then I feel very grateful. And then after one minute, and you go up, and I go away. And then I said, oh, mom, I so love you. Could you come back one more time, please? I act like that, and then exactly you come back again, a little longer, around
stay
2 minutes. And I look at you, and you are so beautiful. All around you is a night, beautiful night. It's a very, very good. Anyway, here I'm so happy, and see the matter so happy, so beautiful. Last night, when you up here, I sit very cold, you the same here, and said, oh, I'm lucky. Master always love me very much. Then you just sit down, and I close my eyes. I receive a lot of light. A light and came to my with my the same in Hong Kong before when you came in a camp. I live in the camp before, and you came and you touched my forehead. I saw right away the heaven. I saw a lot of planet open very light. The same last night too. I close my eye and I receive the light powerful came in, and then I hear the sound too. I know you want to blessing all the brother and sister here. I understand you, and because that's why you told everybody should be turned light off and then see the light clearly. And then after the turn the light off, I receive right away.
Yeah,
I'm
you
so
see clearer
happy.
In the dark. Because when you have a little light, you feel distracted. But when it's all dark, nothing else to look. Okay, concentrate inside, then it's better.
May I have last one when I visit you in Hong Kong. So I just went out from the central camp. I was refugee in the Hong Kong camp. So 1990, before I met you, I'm a disciple of Buddhist. I have a service every Saturday in the camp. I have a land to help us to read the book and then to serve it and then everything.
Do the reciting, like Buddhist ritual, every Saturday in the camp.
So at that time, is some monk and some nun from Hong Kong came in. So one day, the monk in the tall earth is have a Niko Ching Hai, Niko Tang Hai, and came to visit. So all the camp, everything waiting to that day. And then the first time at the door, I came in, I saw you, it's so beautiful. All the light, and then you walk so fast. And so what I saw is the same, the foot didn't touch on the ground, and then I your foot, and then hold your body, it's have a light. But I didn't believe it. I thought, oh, maybe not yet, with my eye, maybe something crazy.
Trouble,
you know,
your
because
eyes,
the sunshine, yeah.
Sunshine
is a summer, you know. And then I clean the eye, and I clean everything, and I look it again, I still see the same thing. I said, oh, it's true.
It's true.
We think that is a master, and then for sure you are Buddha. I shake my hand, and then the power from your body came to my body. I feel so comfortable. You know, at that time, if talking about our planet, when it's summer, everything hot, all the physical should be hot. Except you, I don't know why you is so cold. I said, oh, that may be the power of God. So you walk and you sit and you're talking a little while, and then you came back and then you touch my forehead. I feel the same thing. I feel the power from you and came home. My body is so comfortable. And then I said, oh, that is for sure the different nun. It's not the same. Another nun, another monk from Hong Kong and came in visit us.
Exactly. At that time, I was wearing Buddhist nun robe. That's why I mean, and different nun than other nuns that had come in before. Okay.
Yes, so 28 people have a service every Saturday and sit together. Everybody have a visit, something from you.
Mm.
We thought, oh, so many months, actually a year, we didn't receive anything. We read in the Buddhist book, it's so many things inside, but we didn't receive anything.
You mean inside, huh?
Yeah.
We didn't connection inside.
Anything. Only when I see you and I receive right away. So we're talking about that, and then whole 28 people said, we should eat vegetarian.
Yeah, should become
yeah,
vegetarian.
Immediately eat vegetarian, but the master inside the camp is it not enough the food. We try to eat vegetarian. It's a big container. They put the meat in.
Yeah.
Tomorrow they put the rice in.
Yes.
That's why it's not clean.
Yeah, not
so
clean.
We should be called early to tell the somebody to give me the rice inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we eat the rice and
sauce.
Just like that.
Okay.
So some sister from Sister and Barrow in Hong Kong and came in. They are your disciple. They said, and Master didn't allow to initiation for your guy in here because they're not enough the vegetarian.
Mm.
And but we said, no. We eat vegetarian until the Master initiation. After 6 months, and then Master have a message and came in and said, okay, Master will initiation for 28 people.
Mm.
Yeah. We are so happy. At the day in initiation, chạy trưởng rồi là thiếu tá đại úy ở trong đó là ồn ào quá không có chuyển tâm ấn được.
Oh,
thì
they
bắt
let
đầu
you go out.
Họ cho chúng con đi ra ngoài chạy để mà chuyển tâm ấn.
Wow, yeah. They let them go out for initiation because inside is too noisy. Wow,
it was very wise. Very grateful that time.
Very grateful. What a good day.
Yeah.
Great day because all the people who are in charge of the camp decided to let them go out, all 28 people. These are 28 vegetarian people waiting for 6 months. Let them out, trust them like that, let them out somewhere so that they can get initiation in a quiet place.
Yeah, so at that time, my initiation and when Quan Quang and I saw you, so beautiful master, I said, oh, it's very, very good. So Master is already in my wisdom. Yeah, I'm grateful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
One time I left from the central camp and to the other camp to go to Philippines to wait. To wait there, and, example, the Canada, American, and some country, and came there, interview again.
Yes, yes.
First day I went there, and then there's a man who worked there. He said, you are so lucky. You is a lucky family. Canada government is send some people to interview you here, and if you park here, and then you can come right away Canada. It never happened before. After my family, just the four more family, it happened at that time.
Mm.
I said, "Oh God, thank you, Master. You already helped me from the bottom going up." When I interview, you help me, and when I going out, and you help me too,
asked.
Lady. Mm. Yeah, she's so happy. She said, "Oh, I work for Canada government. I very welcome your family, Canada."
Oh, very good.
Must help me.
You a good guy. That's why you meditate. You try to be vegetarian in such a difficult situation like that.
Yeah.
So you deserve.
Thank you, Master. And then I'm waiting the camp, and everybody waiting the camp to going out to the Hong Kong to visit there. You know, the same the birds in the gate so long, and somebody to open the gate, and then the birds are flying and go travel everything. Oh, I'm peace. But I shouldn't go to Hong Kong Center to work with the people there.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, you meditation there in the third level. You know, Hong Kong, it have a first level, and second level, and third level. Master is on the top level.
Do you understand? Hong Kong Center, there are tiers, you know, like the first tier, the second and the third. I live on the third level. It's in a mountain area. It's a very special center. You know, I bought it for the Hong Kong disciples. So I take one corner of the upper level, and the second, the first, they are meditating every weekend. Yes. And now I'm not there, of course, they go everywhere. And we have a lot of kumquat and a lot of bananas. Yes. It's like a farmland, but you don't see, it's on a mountain, and you don't see Hong Kong at all when you're in there, except you climb very high on the tree or something, on the top. But if you out in 10 minutes, and the whole big city is right in front of you, you know, big tall building, Hong Kong style, and then you just turn a corner, no more. You're in the mountain, yes, yeah. With trees and fruit, birds, crickets.
Yeah, so beautiful at that time. So Sambara explained to me, you know, this mountain before Master came is very poor, no wind, didn't have flowers, didn't have many birds singing, mm-hmm. And then it's now it's so beautiful. So every morning I walk up there to work with brother and sister, and at 4:30 and we are meditating together, and 7 o'clock I came back to the camp. Mm. And then every day, same like that.
They let you?
Wow. Yeah, they let me out like that.
Wow.
So last day, they said, okay, today is the last day going out. You should be staying in the camp to prepare everything 4 days later and to fly to the Canada.
Oh.
And then I said, yeah. But I went there, and at 4:30, we went to meditation. So I closed my eye, but I think to myself, I said, oh, Master, this world is small, but it's so many countries. I don't know when I can see you again. Mm. Could you please let me see you today? But that time, you didn't contact with anybody. Mm. And then, so it
was
happened.
On retreat.
I just prayed half an hour. It's the monk and the nun from up there and came down. He said, hey, what do you go up the third level and see Master? Oh, I'm quiet. He said, oh, Master, you love me very much. I just pray, and then you let me go to see you. And when I came there, I saw it's a beautiful moon, and the tree, and then the flower, and then the birds singing, and then you barbecue the food to give all the brother and sister there to eat. And then you talk, but I feel that you talk for me. I feel tomorrow I cannot go here anymore, and you give me big present to see you, and you give me the food, and you talk so nice for me. I feel everything for me. So one thing happened, I have itchy on the neck. In my country, doctor said this sickness cannot fix. But when I go up, that summer is very hot. And then when the heart is more. So I said, oh, Master, you can do anything. Maybe you fix for me this one. You know, on the way up is a forest. And then I just pray now 10 minutes before that. And suddenly I saw the one tip of medicine, brand new. And I run up, I cut it. I said, thank you, Master. This medicine is a treatment for me. Mm. For sure, 100%. And I put it in my pocket. I put it on. Just 5 days, all gone until now, never going up again. Mm. Yeah, it's great.
What kind of medicine is that? Everybody
I don't know,
wants
I didn't
know.
Read. I thought that one is a master.
Only for you.
Maybe from the heaven came down, I don't know, but I got that.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to the people, he said, no, you crazy. In the forest, how come there's a little medication on there?
In front of you, yes.
Yeah, but they didn't understand. It's a master can do anything.
It's your faith that manifests the medicine.
Yeah. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
I love you very much. You are so beautiful, my Master.
I love you too. Purity of the heart can do everything, huh? He has been with me before, so it's easier, huh? All right. And the purity of the heart can create many miracles.
Thank you for joining us for today's Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Purity of Heart Can Create Many Miracles. Coming up is Healthy Living, right after Noteworthy News. May the providence shine ever brightly on your path of goodness and nobility.